Brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
Shall we read a few two passages before we start our message today?
我们开始我们交通之前，我们读几处经节。
So the first passage we're going to read today together is 2 Peter.
我们第一个地方，我们来看彼得后书。
And chapter 1, verse 12 to 15.
彼得后书第一章的十二节到十五节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
彼得后书第一章十二章十五到十五节，第一章十二节到十五节。
Therefore, I will always be ready to remind you of all these things, even though you already know them and have been established in the truth which is present with you.
你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。
I consider it right, as long as I'm in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder.
我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们。
Knowing that the laying aside of my earthly dwelling is imminent.As also our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me.
你们知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。
And I will always be diligent that at any time after my departure, you will be able to call these things to mind.
并且我要尽心竭力使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
The second passage we're going to read is Revelation chapter 2.
我们第二处读的经节是在启示录的第二章。
Verse 4 to 5.
第四节第五节。
But I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Therefore, remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds you did at first. Or else, I'm coming to you, and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
So the title of our sharing today is Your Lampstand.
我们今天要分享信息的主题就是你的灯台。
Initially, I really want to change it to be Our Lampstand, but in the end, I believe it's better to use the Bible word.
一开始呢，我想改用一个标题叫我们的灯台，但是到最后，我还是决定来用像圣经里的你的灯台。
But you don't.Know what I mean, right? So let's have a word of prayer first.
但大家晓得我的心意，好，我们再一起有一些祷告。
Oh, Abba Father, we thank thee for this morning.
Oh, Abba 父，我们感谢你为着今天早上。
To, by your grace and love, thou gather us together here.
借着你的恩典和爱，你召集我们在这。
Before thy mercy seat.
在你恩典的脚前。
O Lord, we want to give all thanks and praise and honor and glory to Thee and to our Lord Jesus Christ as well.
我们把所有的感谢、赞美都归于我们主基督耶稣。
It is also our desire, our prayer that Thou will bless us.
我们也求你真是来那祝福临到我们。
With the precious word, Thy precious word.
借着你宝贵的话语。
Enlighten our hearts with Thy Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵将这些话语放置在我们的心里。
So we will be able to know the way Thou art leading us.
让我们能够明白你带领我们的道路。
We commit our prayers in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. If our Lord continue.To delay for his coming back.
如果我们的主继续延迟他再来
，Would ISIS still exist?
我们伊斯林的教会还会存在吗
？You know, the passing of our dear brother, reminded me the days of our departure is not that far.
那我想，我们借着我们亲爱的弟兄的离世，也提醒我一点，我们离开的日子也不远。
Think about in 20 to 30 years from now, and the first generation, our generation, will be gone.
试想一下，再过20年、30年，我们这一代人可能就都不在。
If nor still not coming back yet.
如果那个时候主还没有来
，Is Isaiah still existing here？
那么那个时候，我们伊斯林的教会还在吗
？You'll be a surprise to you if not。
如果伊斯林教会不存在了，你会觉得是一件惊讶的事吗
？Over 2,000 years of church history。
那么在过去教会2000年的历史当中
，And many many church have come and have gone。
那很多的教会又兴起，然后又衰亡。
The average American church lifespan is about 70 years.
那在美国教会平均的寿命是70年。
For small church like ours, it's probably 40 years. That's based on the AI statistic.
那有一些小规模一些的教会，像我们这样的规模的，也许只有40年。我是通过AI 看到一些统计的数字。
If by the mercy of God, our Lord,
如果若是神有怜悯
，Isaiah is still here in 30 years.
那，我们说30年后，我们伊斯林的聚会还在。
What kind of church? What kind of Isaiah would it be?
那么我们想，那个时候伊斯林的聚会是一个什么样子，什么样的光景
？You know, in the past ECCC conference.
那我们知道，在刚刚过去的东岸的特会当中
，I worked with many young talents and brothers and sisters who served together in the children ministry.
我和很多的年轻的弟兄姊妹一起同工来服侍儿童。
I saw a lot of talented, passionate brothers and sisters of our next generation.
我看到了非常多的有恩赐、有热情的年轻人。
But still, there's always a concern.
但是还是我有一些担忧。
As we, all of us, probably read the first 5 books of the Bible, right? The Pentateuch, right?
好像我们读当我们读摩西五经的时候。
As we read to the end of the Deuteronomy.
当我们读到申命记的结束的时候。
Moses died.
摩西死了。
Our Lord buried him in the valley of Moab. The Lord Jehovah buried him.
他把这个领导的职责交棒给了约书亚。
No, he buried Moses in the valley of Moab.
他约书亚把摩西埋葬在了摩亚的山谷。
It's our Lord, not Moses, because nobody knows where Moses burial place.
Yeah.摩西被神接去葬在摩亚的山。
Right. Israel people wept for him for 30 days.
那以色列百姓为他悲伤。
Do you know what the Bible says at the end of Deuteronomy?
还记得在申命记的结尾圣经是如何记载的吗
？And after Moses died,
在摩西死了之后
，and nobody, no prophet.Has raised in Israel like Moses.
圣经说，再也没有像摩西这样的先知在以色列民当中被兴起。
Because our Lord used Moses to perform so many wonders, so many miracles in the land of Egypt and in the desert.
我们知道，神借着摩西，在以色列民当中，在埃及地当中实行了如此多的神迹。
The same thing. If you read the book of Joshua at the end of the chapter, you feel you can sense the same feeling.
同样的，当你读约书亚记的末了的时候，也会有同样的感受。
And Israel served the Lord in the days of Joshua, also the days of the elders survived Joshua.
那我
I think Deuteronomy.
我们来 看生命记。
Yeah, no, no, the book of Joshua.
Joshua
chapter. Yeah. Chapter 24, verse 30. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who served Joshua, who survived Joshua.
24:31. 24:31. 那些知道耶和华为以色列人所行诸事的长老还在的时候，以色列人侍奉耶和华。
Because all the elders knew the deeds the Lord did for Israel.
因为那些长老知道神在以色列民当中的作为。
But what about after that 450 years?
但是在那之后的450年。日子如何呢?
It's a dark period of time in the history, right? The judges.
我们知道那是以色列民中最黑暗的四百五十年。
And everyone at that time, everyone did the things, did what was right in their own eyes, in his own eyes.
那个时候每个人就各自的行自己眼中看为正的事。
Well, you may be thinking about, no, we are different. We are in the church age.
你们可能觉得今天是不一样的，因为今天我们是在教会的时代。
We have a Holy Spirit, stays abiding us and never leave.
我们知道有圣灵内住在我们当中，引领我们。
We will never be lonely, no matter who passed away.
好像不管谁离开了这地上，我们心里面都不会再觉得好像孤单。
However, if you read the book, for example, the passage we just read, the Second Peter.Chapter 1.
如果我们读圣经，刚才我们读到的这个像彼得后书第一章讲到的。
You will also, even though we don't need to be sad, right? Doesn't matter, right? It's because the Lord is with us forever. The Holy Spirit is in us forever. So, however, there is still a concern there.
你会如果读到我们刚才读的彼得后书，你会觉得因着有圣灵，因着有主，我们好像不会再。孤单无靠，但是还是有一些顾虑。
The passage we just read, Apostle Peter said, I want to remind you, I want to remind you of these things.
我们刚才读到的使徒保罗说，我有事情要提醒你。
I want to stir you up by way of reminder.
他说我要来激励来这些门徒。
Hopefully, after I departure, you will call these things to mind.
说当我离世之后，你们仍然能够这些话能常常纪念这些话。
You know, if you read the last book, also Apostle Paul wrote, which is the Second Timothy, and also you read the last book, the books that the Apostle John wrote about this First, Second, Third Peter, John, the Epistle to John, you will sense the same feelings.
如果我们在读到使徒保罗在比如说提摩太后书里面，或者使徒约翰在比如说约翰一书里面，我们都会读到相同的意思的这样境界。
So the concern is very common.
他们的忧虑是很普遍的，是共同的。
It's really not only about the existence of ICA.
我们知道这样的忧虑不只是说只是忧虑我们。伊斯林的聚会是否存在
It's really more about the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
它更多的是关乎我们基督见证的这样的忧虑。
The lampstand he set up here.
就是所说的主为我们设立的灯台。
Remember the passage we just read about the church in Ephesus?
还记得我们刚刚读到的关于以弗所教会的经节吗
?Our Lord warned the church.Brothers, the same there, say, they left because they have left their first love.
我们看到我们的主来警告他们，因为我们看到以弗所教会失去了起初的爱。
The Lord said that you have to repent and do the deed you did at first.
他说，我们主责备他们说，你们失去了起初的那爱。
So, what kind of church, what kind of ICA would that be in 30 years?
所以在想，再过三十年，我们伊斯林的聚会会变成什么样子呢
？If we the next generation set our goal to satisfy people's need，
如果我们把我们的目标定成为我们来满足人的需要，
the chance is very high that we're going to be prosperous and we're going to have more and more people.
那么很有可能我们会兴旺，我们会有越来越多的人加入我们中间。
If you turn on TV or YouTube, watch some of the sermons from the mega churches or from big community churches, you will know what I mean by satisfied people's needs.
如果你打开电视或者 YouTube, 你看到那些主日的信息，甚至是那些大型的教会，你会明白我所说的意思，什么叫以人的需要为中心。
Actually, when I was sat there, I sing a hymn together, and I opened my book, I noticed actually this is a New American Standard. The very first front page is all about our needs, about my marriage, wife's family tree, husband family tree, all the births and death, and all the concern we need to pray. It's all about our needs. The first few pages of this Bible.
就在刚刚我坐在那里一起唱诗的时候，我翻开我圣经前面我的 NASB 的版本，然后发现在它的前面的扉页非常多页都是讲在写我的妻子，我的丈夫，我的工作，我的朋友，我的婚姻，我的家，所有的事情都是让人给人提供方便，来好像记下人的需要。
No, don't get me wrong, nothing wrong about this.
不要误解我，我并不是说这一切是错的。
Our God is love, and he wants to bless us, he wants to protect us, he wants to comfort us. That's nothing wrong at all.
因为我们的神是爱，他愿意祝福我们，愿意保护我们，愿意安慰我们，这个没有任何的错。
When we share gospel to our gospel friends, that's always talking to gospel friends like, God loves you, God wants to save you, wants to protect you. That's always...We did, right, to the gospel friends.
Yeah, 当我们传福音给福音朋友的时候，我们说的就是这些，说神爱我们，神愿意保护我们，愿意安慰我们，这就是我们说的。
However, the question is that everything God is doing for us, for me, to make me happy and satisfied, is that what all God is doing today?
问题的关键是在于，难道神所做的一切只是关注我的需要吗？只是来关注为着我们的需要来着想吗？
Sometimes when I hear such a sermons, I feel like the very existence of our God is because of us, he exists. Like we create God like that.
有的时候我甚至觉得，常常觉得好像神存在的目的好像就是为了我们，这是他好像为了爱我们，为了带给我们恩惠，是他存在的唯一的目的。
I'm sorry to say that because it sounds like a little judgmental, right?
我这样说好像有一些论断。
However, think about what our Lord Jesus walked away from 5,000 men and plus all the women, all the children, I don't know how many. He just simply walked away from them. Do you know why?
大家想一想，当初主耶稣为什么离开那个5000人，那还有很多女人和孩子没有计数在这5000当中，我想非常多的人，主耶稣为什么离开他们而去？
You know those people who they wanted to make our Lord Jesus their king.
我们知道那些人是期盼着把我们的主耶稣高举成为他们的王。
They worship him, they like him very much, they loved him, right? Because why? Because they can have a continuous supply of the loaf of bread and fish.
他们非常的爱主，他们愿意跟随他。为什么？因为我们看到他们能够满足自己的需要，他们能够吃饼得饱。
However, if the future ICA next generation set their goal to please our Lord and Him alone,
但是如果我们伊斯林的聚会弟兄姊妹，我们的那个心智是定在主的身上。
That will be the same lampstand we have still today.
那么我们今日所有的那个灯台，那就是主为我们预备的那个灯台。
I'm saying this is not really I want to boast it. actually is more of a shame to me, to us.
我说这样的话并不是好像在夸口，甚至相反，我觉得有些羞愧。
Because we claim we know the heart of the Lord and we know the eternal purpose of God.
因为我们常常自称我们认识我们的神，我们知道晓得他永远的旨意。
But I also feel we are far short of it all the time today.
但是我们今天好像我们的光景的见证 是有点配不上。
We feel short of the entrustment and the revelation we received from our Lord.
我们的光景配不上我们从他来的那个领受的启示和他的那个托付。
So then may the Lord have a mercy on us, even this generation, our generation.
So 愿主更多的在我们这个世代有更多的怜悯。
So, the next is how to please the Lord, how to please God.
那我们想我们如何能够讨神的喜悦 讨主的喜悦。
We need to know what our Lord has been entrusted to us here throughout all these years.
我们要晓得在这里主托付给我们的是什么。
What we have received and is really from the prior generations. I mean the generation not in Isaac, but generations of brothers and sisters from other places.
那实际上我们知道我们今天很多的领受我们很多的是从前一代的一些弟兄姊妹所继承来的，不只是说在我们这里年长的，是从各地各处的年长的弟兄姊妹。
Because we are still the first generation of ICA, many of the brothers and sisters sitting here, they are the first, very first generation of ICA.
那其实对于我们这一代刘弟兄这一代人，像我们年长的弟兄，他们其实是对于伊斯林的教会来讲是第一代的。
What we have received or revealed and entrusted really from prior generation also with a lot of help from other brothers and sisters.
我们所继承的我们所领受的我们所传承的很多的都是从其他地方的年长的弟兄姊妹前一代的弟兄姊妹。
Obviously the Holy Spirit revealed that to us and renewed it to us.
当然我们知道这是借着圣灵启示给我们也在我们心里面来更新这样的启示。
I think I remember, because I actually not was the first people in this church, right? I know many of here, sitting here still are. Still, they went to many, many conferences, WCCC or Richmond or Harvest Cedars. They, at that time when they were still young, they went to all those conferences. I believe they must have been very excited about the revelation and entrustment given to them.
那我看到也有很多的见到年长的弟兄姊妹，有在座的弟兄姊妹，他们以前非常热情的参加各种各样的聚会，西岸的特会，哈维西达的特会，我也非常的看到他们好像从神领受很多的重要的启示，包括在启示录里面关于未来的启示。我们非常的好像激动能够领受这样的启示。
Again, nothing to boast.
还是再次强调我们没有说可以是在夸口。
We're not special, we're not superior than anybody else, anyone else, other churches.
在我们当中没有任何的
superior or special than others.
我们其实没有任何说可以超越别人的特别的地方。
As the Apostle Paul said that to the church in Corinth.
就好像使徒保罗对哥林多教会所说的话。
What do you have that you did not receive?
你有什么不是领受的呢？
And even today, many, many churches around us have the same vision, have the same prophecy and same entrustment from the Lord.
我们知道今天其实在我们周围的很多的教会也都有相同的启示相同的托付。
So, what we have received? What have we received?
所以我们这些年我们从神领受的是什么呢？
Concerning the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这些领受是关于主的见证。
For example, eternal purpose of God.
比如说、神永远的旨意。
The kingdom of heaven is as a reward to the people who overcome.
比如说，天国是给得胜者的奖赏。
Right, way of the cross. We're talking about cross. Everybody know it looked like a symbol on the church building. No, there is a way of cross.
我们知道
是 revealed to us.
十字架的道路，向我们启示的十字架的道路。我们看到很多的建筑，很多的教堂的建筑有十字架，但我们知道实际上是有一个十字架的道路。
Yeah, also the hastening of the coming back from Lord Jesus.
还有一个看见是催促着主再来的脚步。
Also the breaking bread every week.
我们每一周
的
饼杯。在主面前禀杯。
And if you notice, I don't know, you pay attention to many of the sisters have a head covers on their head. Why? Did you ever ask that question?
Yeah, 我们细心可以发现，一个见证是很多姊妹，在聚会的时候会蒙头，这些都是见证。
And there's no pastors in this assembly.
我们也知道，在我们的聚会当中，并没有牧师。
Because we're strongly against the teaching or the deeds of Nicolaitans.
因为我们决心是完全的弃绝这个尼格拉一党的教训。
So what is the teaching of the Nicolaitan?
我们知道尼格拉一党人的那个教训。
So over all these years, all this topic I just mentioned even more, right? Over all these years, our brothers has been on this podium or in conference or in retreat, repeat extensively cover all these topics.
我们知道这些年无数的弟兄在这个讲台上或者各样的聚会的讲台当中都是在持续的来交通这些题目。
Right. If Lord willing, we may continue to fellowship on these topics as well.
我想若主许可，我们在将来还会继续来交通这些题目。
But today, this morning, we don't have that much time to cover all this.
但今天我们不可能有时间去讨论提到所有的这些题目。
So the Lord gave me this burden to just focus on one topic.
那神就给我一个负担，今天就注目在一个主题上。
The salvation of our souls.
就是我们魂的救恩。
Even this topic is way too big to fellowship it just for this short period of time.
即使是只是单单这一个题目，我也觉得好像。对于今天这样一个信息的时间也太大了。
So may the Holy Spirit enlighten our hearts as we just briefly touch this salvation of our souls.
那我愿圣灵能借着这简短的交通能够光照我们里面。
So we're going to have three aspects we're going to fellowship on is about this salvation of the souls.
我想关于魂的救恩，我想交通三个方面。
First, why the salvation of souls is so important.
第一点就是为什么魂的救恩如此的重要。
The second is what is this salvation of souls about.
第二点就是关于魂的救恩讲的是什么。
And the third, how to gain this salvation of soul.
第三点就是我们如何能得到这魂的救恩。
Okay, first, let's look at the...Why the salvation of the soul is so important to us?
第一点，我们来看为什么魂的救恩对于我们来讲是如此的重要。
Let's read a few more passages.
我们再读几处的经节。
The first place is the First Peter.
彼得前书。
First Peter, verse 9 to 12. Chapter 1, 9 to 12.
彼得前书的第一章。第九节到十二节。
Okay, First Peter chapter 1, verse 9. Obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
第九节，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
As to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful search and inquiries.
论到这救恩， 那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察。
Seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the suffering of Christ and the glories to follow.
就是考察在他们心里基督的灵预先证明基督受苦难后来得荣耀是指着什么时候并怎样的时候。
It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you in these things which now have been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven.
他们得了启示知道他们所传讲的一切事不是为自己乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人现在将这些事报给你们天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
Yeah, I intentionally left the last phrase, things into which angels long to look.
我们 来看这最后一部分他说天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
Okay, second place is Hebrew chapter 5, chapter 4.
第二处我们来读希伯来书的第四章。
Just verse 12.
十二节。
The first part of 12.
十二节的前半部分。
For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword.
神的道是活泼的是有功效的比一切两刃的剑更快。
And piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit.
甚至魂与灵骨节与骨髓 甚至魂与灵
Yeah, so just that part is enough.
我们就停在这。
So why the salvation for souls is so important?
为什么我们魂的救恩如此重要？
As Peter, the passage we just read, the prophet in Old Testament time, they prophesy about this salvation.
我们刚刚读到了彼得在旧约时代那些先知们就讲到了魂的救恩。
Yeah, they really make a very careful search and inquiries about this salvation, about who are these peoples, because it's not about themselves. Even though the prophet said. About this salvation, but they know, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ told them, it's not about you guys, even though you prophesied.
那些旧约的先知非常的稀奇，因为他们想知道是谁得到了这样的救恩。他们圣灵提醒，圣灵告诉他们有这样的救恩，但是那些先知知道，甚至他们自己都没有这样的恩典领导。
Right. It's all about you. We here, we are today here.So they're very curious about who are these peoples with so much of grace from the Lord, so much blessing from the Lord.
而这样的一个恩典，这样的一个救恩，是临到今天的，今天这个时代的你和我。
Even the angels, they probably know better than all the prophets in the Old Testament time because they can see something people, physical people, we could not see, right?
甚至是天使，我们知道天使的能力比那些先知还要大，他可以看到非常多的事情，连天使都稀奇，愿意查看。
They long to look into this. What's going on? What? How can these people be saved? They are as their souls is as flesh as their souls as flesh as it can be. How can God save people like this? It's impossible.
我们读到讲到天使愿意查看这些事，因为他们真是稀奇。这样一个属肉体的如此在肉体当中的这样的魂是如何能够领受这救恩的
yeah, the angel is so curious how could that be possible to save such a corrupted people right? so corrupted
天使都稀奇如此败坏的人如此败坏的肉体如何能够领受这样魂的救恩
in order to appreciate the salvation of our souls how important it is and thenI'm going to take a little sidetrack.
为了讲明白这个问题，我可能稍微岔开一点点话题。
I'm going to talk about some theology. I'm going to talk about some theology to you guys. 神学啊。
我可能我岔开一点，可能讲的那些关于神学方面的
You know, today in the mainstream, main Christianity denomination, so there's one thing divide them. One of the major theological differences that divide the mainstream Christianity.
我们知道在今天这些主流的所谓的基督教的这个教派当中有一个在神学观点上一个非常重大的一个分歧。
Yeah, it's about interpretation. The difference is the interpretation of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个分歧就在于关于基督救恩的这样的解释。
Right. The difference, how to interpret the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's so simple, but that simple things actually divided the whole denomination, or many of the denomination, into two parts.
我们觉得对基督恩典的解释应该是很简单的，但是恰恰就是这样一个不同的解释带来了非常大的在基督教中的两个分非常大的分支。
The first one is Calvinism.
第一个分支就是加尔文主义。
The Calvinism believe God has all the sovereignties.
那加尔文主义他相信神有这个强调神的主权。
Right. For example, just put it in for example, you know, you are a Christian. It's nothing about you, what you do, what you didn't do or believe at all. Nothing about you, nothing to do with you.
举个例子，在加尔文主义者看来，你信神还是信主还是不信主，这个跟你做什么不做什么完全没有关系。
No, if you are a Christian, has nothing to do with you. It's really the irresistible grace of God.
如果你是基督徒的话，那么就是因为神拣选你，跟你一点关系都没有，完全取决于神，跟你的选择无关。
God chose you, elect you to be a Christian. That's all. Has nothing to do with your belief or not.
他们认为如果你是基督徒，那就是神拣选了你，跟你相信不相信没有关系。
Even though we believe and we become a Christian, but you have no choice. You just believe. God elect you, irresistible grace that determined even before you were born that you will be a Christian. You will be blessed. You have eternal life.
在他们相信神的那个主权有一个好像不可抗拒的恩典要临到你，哪怕是甚至是在你出生之前已经拣选你，你一定会成为基督徒。
On the other hand, you, I don't know who, right? If you will never be a Christian, it's also the way God made you that way.
加尔文主义也相信另外一面，如果一个人不能认识神，不能成为基督徒的话，那也是神拣选的。
It have nothing to do with his choice.
也和你自己的选择没有任何关系。
Both eternal life or eternal destruction are permanent.
而且他们相信这个，不管你领受这个恩典还是不能信神，这个都是永久的。
Calvinism people are very logistic, very deep dive into God's word, and they found a lot of Bible verses to support their opinion or claims.
我们知道这些加尔文主义者也是非常讲求逻辑的，他们非常。考究圣经里面的话，有很多圣经里面话语的例证可以支持他们的这个想法。
The other side are millennialism.
那另外一个分支就是叫亚米念主义。
They more emphasize on human's choice, human's free will.
那他们就更多的强调人的自由意志。
We can choose whether to accept or reject the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
那他这个亚米念主义就相信我们人有这样的自由的意志，可以做决定来选择接受或者拒绝神的救恩。
Therefore, we have to bear the consequence because we choose to believe, we choose not to believe. Therefore, the consequence is on us, on man.
但是你选择接受或者拒绝会带来一个后果。那么亚米念主义就认为你也要为这样的后果来负完全的责任。
Even today, here people, you are Christians. You may lose your eternity. You may go to hell if you do not live up to your faith.
那亚米念主义也认为哪怕你已经是一个基督徒了，那如果你不能持守你的信仰，不能够 建造你的生命的话，你甚至还会有一天失去这永恒的救恩。
You think it is so obvious? No, I can tell you who are these people, so who are these denominations? You'll be very surprised.
大家可能会觉得他们非常明显，他们的这个想法是错的，但是我可以给你们一些非常有名的几个名字，大家会非常稀奇，他们原来是这么想。
The Calvinism, right? You would reform church, for example.And the Presbyterian Church and the Congregational Church, a Puritan. You know who established this country? The Puritan, right? The Congregational people. Those are the people who believe in Calvinism. And your salvation is eternal. We never are going to be lost.
那我们知道
the people is like John Darby. You think John Darby? John Darby is Calvinism.You believe that, and also Jonathan Edwards and Charles Spurgeon. Do you know those names? They are Calvinism.
那我们知道，相信持有达尔文加尔文主义观点的这样的基督教的支派有这个归正宗、长老宗，还有我们常常听到的这个公理会，甚至清教徒。
Right.
那有名的人我们知道达比弟兄，我们非常熟悉的达比弟兄。还有爱德华兹斯布珍这些弟兄，他们都是这么想，他们甚至相信我们从神得到的这个救恩有一天是可能会失去的。
They are very logical people.
他们都是非常有头脑有逻辑的弟兄。
What about on the Arminian side?
那我们再来看在持有亚米念主义的这样观点的人，
John Wesley, Charles Wesley, right? They are very emotional. They don't really think a lot about logic. They are more emotional, and Methodist church, obviously, and most evangelical church, most Baptist church are all Calvin, all Arminianism.
持有亚米念主义的，我们刚才这个诗歌的作者维斯里弟兄，我们看到他非常的注重情感，很多的来自于情感的东西。那维里公会也就是寻道宗，我们知道很大多数的浸信会甚至是
most evangelical church, most
大多数的浸信会，大多数的福音派都是这样的一个观点。
And people like C.S. Lewis, probably many of us know that they are actually Arminianism.
我们知道 C.S. 路易斯也是非常熟悉的弟兄，他也是这样的观点。
Also Billy Graham,
还有戈培里。
Right.So all this. So, I mean, these are the very spiritual giants in most people, Christians' eyes, right?
我们都觉得这些名字都是那些好像属灵的一些巨匠。
There's a lot of Bible verse to support their claims or their belief.
那他们也相信在圣经当中有很多支持他们的经解。
But this is a long-standing, over 100 years of theological dispute.
我们知道这样的分歧是长期的这样一个没有解决的这样一个分歧。
So the key to solve this, the key to understand all this dispute behind is the separation or the division of spirit and soul.
那其实在这一个分歧的背后有一个关键的地方，这个困境的关键就是分别那个灵与魂。
Also, because this division of spirit and soul, so the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ has two aspects.
因着这个灵与魂的这样的可以分开，所以我们也看到从主来的这种救恩也有两个方面。
The first, the salvation of our spirit.
第一个方面就是我们魂的得救。
When we believe our Lord Jesus, that our spirit would be saved and our sins are forgiven, our sins are forgiven and cleansed by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道当我们信主的时候，我们的灵就得救，我们的罪就被他的宝血所洁净，罪得赦免。
Once our spirit is saved, forever saved, we will never lose it.
我们知道这样的一次得救是永远的得救，我们永远也不会失去。
Why? Because it's a free gift. All the thingHas been done is through the righteousness of our God, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, and His death on the cross.
为什么？因为这是白白得的恩典，这是借着我们神、我们的主的公义白白得的恩典。
All this we can receive through our faith.
借着我们的信，我们就可以领受这样的救恩。
Keep in mind, this is forever. You will never lose this salvation.
记住这一点，这样灵的得救是永远的，是不会失去的。
There's a second aspect of the salvation of our Lord, which is the salvation of our souls.
那么我们从主来的救恩还有第二个方面，就是关于魂的救恩。
Do you know why Charles Wesley or John Wesley, they're all the same? Why they're so emotional, they really want to have a close relationship with our Lord as our brother, all the hymns. You can sense because they're afraid of to lose their salvation.
我们刚刚唱的诗歌，我们就看到维斯里弟兄他们在诗歌当中如此的渴慕爱主，愿意跟主更亲近，因为他们心中有一个担忧，他们怕有一天失去这样的救恩。
Right, you have to lift up your face. You have to be holy, just like our Lord is holy. That's why it's called a holiness movement.
他们认为你必须要像主一样信实，必须要像主一样圣洁。
But actually, the salvation for our soul has not yet. We have not yet had that. We have to work very hard for that salvation.
那实际的情况是魂的救恩我们今日还没有得到，我们这个是要努力争取的。
If you don't understand this, there's nothing about lose. I don't even have it. Why I lose it? You will lose it if at the end you don't have it, right? It's what our Lord wants to give to us, but we just don't have it, don't work for it.
所以其实是不用担心失去这样救恩，因为我们根本就没有。对于一个没有的东西，不需要担心，是我们今日还未得着。
So the next question is, so you just mentioned all this.Giants, spiritual giants. Why they don't understand? Why they don't accept this, this revelation?
那我们就有一个自然的问题，就是像这样属灵的弟兄、属灵的巨匠们，他们为什么不能明白这个道理？
Right. First of all, I have to say that maybe the revelation of the Holy Spirit is really had to. It's like a flow of water, right? At certain time, you only understand certain things. Our Lord continuously reveal His word to us, but today, I'm talking about today, still the meaning of the scholars, the theologists, they do not accept this division of spirit and soul. Therefore, they do not accept the salvation of the soul.
我们知道我们神的启示在教会的历史当中就像一条河流一样，在那个时间点，在200多年前的时间点，也许真的那个启示没有临到他们，但是今天在现在这个时候，在这样神的完全的启示下面还是有人看不到这样的分别。
Yeah, we are talking about those scholars, those theologists, right? They are very smart, much smarter than all of us here. But why they still not accept this?
想想我们谈论的可是这些神学家，他们是非常聪明的，他们非常熟悉圣经。
Let me reply this with a rhetorical question.
那我在想，也许我可以再反问、再追问一句、再追加一个问题。
Why Pharisees reject Jesus?
为什么法利赛人会拒绝耶稣呢？
They are very wise, very smart, know all the scriptures way more than the fishermen who follow Jesus, right?
他们可是非常的有智慧，非常熟悉圣经。他们比这些跟从他的渔夫们要懂圣经懂得多。
And more than that, our Lord Jesus stood right before them and taught directly to them.
而且不止这些，想象一下，我们的主就站在他们面前，亲口对他们讲话。
And conducted all the miracles under their watch.
当他们的面行神迹。
They simply reject our Lord Jesus.
他们还是拒绝主基督耶稣。
Why?
为什么？
Two reasons.
两个原因。
At least two reasons.
至少有两个原因。
First of all, no revelation.
没有启示。
You know, today it sounds so obvious to us when we read the First Peter 1:9, and we know there's a salvation of the soul right there in the word, in white, black and white letter.
今天对于我们好像非常显然这件事情，我们读彼得前书的时候，神的话就放在那里，这个启示就放在那里。
And Hebrews 4, right? Hebrews 4:12 say the division of spirit and souls. People just read it, but they have different interpretation.
像我们读希伯来书4:12告诉我们这个 可以这个剑可以将灵跟魂剖开，即使这样的字放在那里，有的人还是不能明白。
So we need a revelation.
所以需要启示。
To understand what the entrustments, what the revelation we receive, what the vision we received here, we need a revelation from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要从神来的启示来启示给我们他的托付，我们该走的道路。
Secondly, in order to receive this revelation or entrustment, we need to have a humble heart.
第二点就是，如果能有领受这样的启示和托付，我们要有一颗谦卑的心。
Remember what our Lord Jesus once prayed very emotionally.
还记得我们主曾经非常深情的向父来祷告。
Our Lord said, "Father." I praise you.
我们的主说，我们的主祷告说，父啊，我感谢你。
Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth.
天与地的主。
These things, thou hidden all these things from the wise and intelligent.
因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就隐藏起来
，and revealed them to infants，
向婴孩就显出来。
So we need a humble heart in order to understand what entrustment here our Lord gave to us。
所以我们需要这样一个谦卑的心来领受神给我们的托付。
You know, once we have the revelation directly from the Holy Spirit from our Lord。
我们知道，一旦从主，我们有这样的领受，借着圣灵有这样的领受。
You will find the salvation of our souls is everywhere in the Bible.
你就会惊奇的发现，关于魂的救恩这件事情，会发现整本圣经处处都是观察。
In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, in every books of the New Testament.
在旧约里面有，在新约里面每一部书里面都有。
It's actually Bible is another way, like open book to us.
突然间你会觉得，好像圣经就完全变成向我们敞开的一本书。
Also, why is so important for the salvation of the soul? Do you know why our Lord Jesus is still not coming back yet?
再次强调，为什么这个魂的救恩如此重要？我们想，为什么主耶稣还没有来
？Why we believe in our Lord Jesus? Our Lord still leave us here on this earth for what?
为什么今天神还将我们这些弟兄姊妹留在地上
？All these have something related, something to do with the salvation of our souls.
一定是在关于魂的救恩上有些事情我们要做。
So what's really is this salvation of souls about?
那么究竟什么是魂的救恩？
Oh, let's continue. It's lovely. That's what we are like. Right. We like it.So, in the past, ECCC, East Coast Conference,
在刚过去的东岸特会当中
our brother gave us a very, a good, a holistic a picture of the lost condition of man and the recovery work of God.
我们的弟兄借着信息好像向我们一个完整的描绘了人的堕落和神的那个恢复。
Our brother really told us the most important work for our God's doing today is the recovery work.
弟兄强调，神今天最重要的工作就是那个恢复的工作。
But if you listen to through all these messages, actually you can sense the hardest part or the hardest step of this recovery work of God is really about our flesh.
如果你们完整的听了这个特会的信息，你们会意识到，在神所有的恢复的工作当中，最最最难的部分就是来对付我们的肉体。
While I was listening replay, I guess we are in this children ministry, so I listened to the replay many many times. While I was listening the replay, and there's a vivid picture actually appeared in my mind.
因为儿童服饰的原因，我都是在听回放，所以我听了很多遍。那我听的时候，我就好像在脑海中有一个非常鲜明、一个栩栩如生的一个画面。
I was listening to our brother described about our lost condition, how bad it was, right? For me, right? For everybody else, right? And there's a vivid picture appeared.
就是当我听到弟兄们在描述那个堕落的光景的时候，我就脑海中有这样浮现。
On the one hand, myself is the beloved children of God. All of us are all the beloved children of God.
那么一方面就是我们这些神的儿女，我们都是神所爱的那个百姓。
As David said that in the Psalm 16 verse 3.
就像大卫在诗篇16章3节中写到了。
And he tried to describe all the Israel people towards him, what's the relationship. He said, as for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight. Wow, he's really enjoyed their people, his people.
大卫在这里讲到的是他的以色列百姓，他诗中写到，他说诗篇十六章三节，他说：“论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。”我们可以看到大卫多么喜悦他的百姓。
All my delight, right? But then on the other hand,
但在另外一方面
，every one of us is a very active flesh in us, right? We have an active flesh, good or bad, it's in us all the time.
我们又在另一方面，我们又知道。我们每一个人里面都有一个如此活跃的肉体，无论看起来是好的还是坏的。
But what did David say about this flesh?
那大卫是怎么说这样的肉体的？
In Psalm 55,
在诗篇55章
verse 9,
诗篇第九节。
Wow. On the one hand, we just saw he's so delighted about the people, the Israel people. On the other hand, he's now talking about these people, the same people, right?Confuse, O Lord, divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city.
我们刚刚还看到了他如此喜悦他的百姓，那么马上就是同一班人。大卫在诗篇五十五篇九节如此说道：“他说，主啊，求你吞灭他们，变乱他们的舌头，因为我在城中见了强暴争竞的事。”
Day and night, they go around her, upon her walls.And the iniquities and the mischief are in her midst.
他们在城墙上昼夜绕行，在城内也有罪孽和奸恶。
Destruction is in her midst, opposition and deceit do not depart from her streets.
邪恶在其中，欺压和诡诈不离街市。
For it is not the enemy who reproach me, then I could bear it.Nor it is one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, that I could hide myself from him.
原来不是仇敌辱骂我，若是仇敌还可忍耐，也不是恨我的人向我狂大，若是恨我的人就必躲避他。
But it is you, a man, my equal, my companion, my family friends, my familiar friends.
不料是你，你原与我平等，是我的同伴，是我知己的朋友。
We who have sweet fellowship together walked in the house of God in the throne.
我们素常彼此谈论，以为甘甜。我们与群众在神的殿中同行。
Wow, this is the same people, right?
我们看到这他描述的是同一般人。
I really truly believe that the King David saw.Israel people through the eyes of our Lord Jesus.
我非常相信大卫是在这个基督的灵中用主的眼光来看待这些事，看待以色列民的。
One aspect they are beloved one, but the other they are so cruel, so bad. That's us. That's each, every one of us. No exception.
是的，就是这样的。有的时候好像是那个讨喜悦的，有的时候又是这样的败坏的，这就是我们每一个人。
So where is our flesh located? Do you know?
我们知道我们这样的肉体，我们这样败坏的肉体是在哪里吗？
In our soul.
它 它就在我们的魂里。
The flesh is in our soul.
肉体就住在魂里。
So the salvation of our soul is actually the recovery of our souls.
所以魂的救恩根本上就是魂的恢复。
Do you know this word salvation, if you find the original language, it has a meaning of recovery.
我们知道吗？救恩这个词，如果我们看它的原文的话，它本来的含义就是恢复的意思。
So recovery of our soul is really to put death of our, to our flesh.
所以魂的那个恢复就是要将这个肉体来致死。
And replace with our Lord Jesus Christ his resurrection life.
用基督复活的那个生命来代替它。
You know, our brother mentioned that the enemy launched the spiritual war against us through the flesh.
我记得弟兄们强调，这个世界的仇敌是借着这个肉体来发起攻击，来攻击我们的灵。
On the other hand, the Holy Spirit engaged the spiritual war from our born again spirit.
另外一方面，我们圣灵是从我们重生的灵中来执行反击。
And where is the battleground?
哪里是这个战场？
Or the battlefield is our soul.
就是我们的魂。
It's so real and so true.
这是一个如此真实，如此如此真实的一个事情。
And so, how are we going to gain this salvation of our soul or recovery of our souls?
那么我们如何能够得到这样魂的救恩呢？
Because the battleground is in our soul, right? So we have something to do with it. We have to be responsible for this spiritual war.
因为这属灵的战场就是在我们的魂里面，所以我们是有责任来做一些事情。
You know, Peter said the outcome of our faith is the salvation of our souls.
彼得说，你们信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
The outcome is, it can be the end of our faith, right? So why is that? Why is that? Why Peter say that?
那我们知道，果效也可以就是说这个结果、结局带来的结局。为什么彼得这样说？
You know, James, the book of James, actually put it in a little different way, so it makes us a little even more clear.
那雅各书从另外一个角度，可能会更清楚一些。
Our sister actually mentioned this in the prayer meeting on Tuesday evening.
在星期二的祷告聚会当中，我们姊妹提醒了我这一点。
James said that our faith produce endurance.
因为雅各书告诉我们，我们的信心可以生忍耐。
Then endure what? The next question is endure what? Endure happiness?Endure joyful, right? Is not, right? Endure something bad, something hard.
那我就在想，这个忍耐，我们忍耐什么呢？不会是忍耐好像喜悦的事，我们忍耐的一定是不好的事情。
Yeah, endure the work of cross by the Holy Spirit.
我们忍耐的就是借着圣灵的那个十字架的工作。
Right. The first, let's look at, there's a two side of it. First of all, it's the work of the cross.And somehow it's initiated by the Holy Spirit. We cannot put a cross on anybody here. That's not right. But the work of the cross by the Holy Spirit. Let's look at the work of the cross first.
那我们要第一个清楚的是知道圣灵和十字架的这个工作。
Right. So the first, the work of the cross. We know from the ECCC message, our brother emphasized that many, many times to us, cross is not a symbol.
第一部分关于十字架，我们在东岸特会当中，我们听到弟兄讲到，十字架不只是一个象征，它是一个。
He said it's a spiritual reality, right?
他说到，它是一个属灵的实际。
So what does it mean? Spiritual reality is another term, it's not easy to understand.
到底是什么属灵的实际是什么意思呢？这不是很容易明白的。
So let's look at what cross did to our Lord Jesus.
是我们知道十字架是耶稣被钉死。
Right, our, the cross actually brought our Lord Jesus to death.
十字架把我们的耶稣带到了死亡。
Not just the moment on the physical cross, actually all his life through 33.5 years, all his life, he is carrying cross.
我们知道不只是在那一天在加略山上，而是他出来传道的三年半当中，他每一天都是在十字架上。
Ephesians chapter 2 very clearly describes that picture, how our Lord Jesus as an equal to God humble himself and come down as a servant, a bond servant, and all the way to the death.
我们在以弗所书第二章中看到主耶稣他如何降卑自己，来每一日背起十字架。
And today we always say that we are imitating our Lord Jesus.
那么今天我们也说我们要效法我们的主。
And carry our cross daily to follow his footstep on the earth.
像我们每天都背起那个十字架。
So what cross is going to do to us?
那十字架在我们身上的功效是什么？
He's bringing the death to our flesh, right?
他同样的把那个死亡 带给我们的肉体。
Not just that.
也不仅仅是这一点。
He bring the death to our souls as well.
他也致死了我们的那个魂。
Our Lord Jesus 5 times in the gospel mentioned about if for whoever who wish to save their souls, save his souls, will lose his soul.
我们知道主耶稣五次对门徒说凡是要救自己魂的，那么就必丧失掉这个魂。
But whoever we want to lose his soul for my sake will have it back.
但是他还说凡是那些愿意为我 来丧掉这个魂的，必然得着生命。
So the problem is really the flesh in our soul, but why is flesh in our soul, but why our soul has to die?
那问题就是为什么我们的魂必须要死？
Right. Remember also again in the ECCC meeting, our brother talked about our lost condition.
那想想弟兄描述我们堕落的光景。
He cited the Genesis 6:3, right?
他用的是创世纪的六章，第六章里面。
Our Lord said, "My spirit shall not strive in with man, because the man are also flesh, because we are completely flesh."
耶和华说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，因为我们知道我们是属血气的，属肉体的。
Let's just put a little example to illustrate this. Try to understand. You know, our soul is like a host. Think about a host, right?
我们用一个可以用一个比喻来帮助我们来理解，我们的魂就好像那个宿主。
The flesh is a deadly virus or cancer cell. How about that?
我们的那个肉体就比喻成好像是那个癌细胞和那个病毒。
Also, the very deadly virus. Now, the virus or the cancer cell is not inside of our flesh; it's inside our soul. It's all over in the cells, in all the key organs.
慢慢的，这个癌细胞或者这个病毒就遍布了我们的全身，我们的
our souls.
我们的魂。
Yeah, really, our soul is. We have a doctor here. It's like the final stage of the cancer patient.
很快我们的魂就好像变成了那个晚期末期的那个癌症的病人。
Our soul is as flesh as it can get.
我们的
soul is as flesh. Our soul is as flesh as it can be.
我们的魂会像那个肉体，它能够多么的败坏，能够体贴肉体，它就会一直堕落下去。
In order to 100% destroy all those cancer cells or those deadly virus, the only way to do that is the host die.
那么如果这个时候我们还想100%的消灭那样的癌细胞那样的病毒的话，唯一的解决的方案就是这个宿主必须要死。
Right, the hosts have to die in order to die with it will be those virus, will be the cancer cells.So we need a faith here. If you don't believe it, it's impossible. We if we don't endure it, it's impossible.
是的，只有那个宿主死了之后，才能把那死亡带给这个坏的病毒、坏的细胞、坏的肉体。那只有借着信心，我们才能经历，才能忍受。
Secondly, we have maybe another 5 more minutes. Okay, let's look at the work of the Holy Spirit.
第二点就是我们来看啊圣灵的工作。
We all know the Holy Spirit waged the war against the flesh actively.
我们知道圣灵在我们的魂中非常积极的与那个肉体来征战。
He set up everything around us. He set up many things in our working condition, our family life, in our school, wherever we are. He set in church especially.
我们也知道圣灵为我们周遭预备了一切的环境，不管是在家里，在工作当中，特别是在我们聚会当中。
Let's use our church life as examples. We are all together every weekend, at least one time or twice.
比如说我们用我们的聚会来举例，我们每周可能有一两次的聚集。
Oh, we share our life, share our God's words, and we teaching the children. We do many, many things together.
我们分享，我们交通，我们也讲道。
And then you will, once we do together, we find we have difference. We have a different opinion, we have a different way of doing things.
当我们在一起来聚集，一起同工的时候，我们很快就会发现我们的意见也不一样，我们做事的方法也不一样。
There's a difference, there's a problem.
当有不同的时候，好像那麻烦就来了。
And the cross begins.
十字架的工作就开始。
The Holy Spirit leads us into all this kind of situation.
是圣灵把我们带领到这样的环境当中。
To show, are you willing to lay down yourself to die?
让我们会面对那样的一个选择，就是你愿意降卑自己以至于死吗？
Surrender all your argument, your reasoning.
你愿意放弃你所有的那样的争论那样的主见吗？
Surrender all your emotion, your fairness. It's not fair. Why this brother or sister treat me that way? Can you surrender that?
你愿意甚至把你的那个理性都放弃，把你对于那个好像对错的那个在意都放下了。
That's in your mind. That's your emotion, right? You surrender all that, you will find your soul died.
这个就是所有这些都是在你的情感里面。当你把那个情感放下的时候，你会发现你的魂被致死了。
When your soul died, die with it, the flesh, the world, everything we are treasured of.
当我们的魂死的时候，连同的肉体和这个世界都一同死掉了。
You know, the cross is like a medical tool that really just treat you and just kill you, actually, right? That's a cross.
我们可以想，十字架好像是一个神奇的一个好像手术刀、手术工具一样。
But Holy Spirit is a doctor, is a mighty doctor.
但是圣灵是那个大能的医生。
As our soul is dying,
当我们的魂被致死的时候，
Holy Spirit starts His recovery work of our soul.
圣灵就开始做他那个恢复魂的工作。
Replace the will of me with the will of God or our Lord.
就把我们心里的心思意念，用神的用主的这样的旨意来代替我们心里面的那个意念。
Replace the mind of me with the mind of Christ.
用基督的心来代替我们里面的心。
Replace the love of myself with the love of Christ.
也会用基督的爱来代替我们人里面的那个爱。
You see that recovery works start in us as well.
我们就看到这样的恢复的工作。
Now we can say something different.
那我们就可以谈论不一样的话。
As Peter said in this Second Peter, we will be finally a partaker of the divine nature. We'll be the partaker of the divine nature after having escaping the corruption from the lust. The first Peter, Second Peter, sorry.
我们再来看在彼得后书第二。
The partaker, we are the partaker of the...
第一章。
Yeah. It's verse 4. Partaker of the divine nature, having escaped that corruption that is in the world from by the lust, by lust.
到了那个时候，我们就可以摸到像彼得后书第一章第四节，我们读原文。因此，他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有分。
Peter said, he said, you may become partaker, but once we're going through this process of death and recovery, you are not maybe that. I am in the process of being a partaker of the divine nature.
在这里啊，原文里面说啊，你可能得到，但是我们知道，如果我们经历这一切，靠着十字架圣灵的工作，致死魂的话，我们那个得着这样的救恩是确定的事情。
Also, we will be able to say what Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 2.
我们也会得着像保罗在加拉太书当中说到的。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, the Paul said that when I read this, I think it's a far stretch for me. But now, you know what? I can say what Apostle Paul, maybe we can say what Apostle Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ.
像保罗在加拉太书所说的，他说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It is no longer I who live.
现在活着的不再是我。
It's Christ who lives in me.
是基督在我里面活。
Now, once we're going through the process of death and recovery by the Holy Spirit and through the cross.
那现在我们借着圣灵带领我们走这个基督十字架的道路，就能经历这样的。
All this can be true, can be real to us.
而这一切就可以在我们身上成为那个真实的、实际的经历。
Shall we pray?
我们再一起有些祷告。
Oh dear Lord, we thank thee.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
May thy word, may thy cross.May that salvation be so real and so true to us.
愿你的话，圣灵的带领，十字架的工作，在我们身上成为实际。
Thanks for all the revelation and entrustment that given to us to that church here.
为着今天在地上的教会当中给我们所有的启示所托付，我们感谢你。
Thank you, the testimony that set up here in this name.
感谢你。也是摆设这样的环境，预备这样的见证。
It is our prayer. May this lampstand, may this testimony continue until the day that thou coming back to receive us.
愿我们这样的见证的灯台能够一直在这里。
We thank thee. We commit all this sharing into thy hand. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，我们把这一切都交在你的手中，我们祷告是奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.